Wow, welcome everybody to our 2022 New York and New Jersey Spring Retreat! Let's give it up! Wow! Man, it has been 3 years since we've had a spring campus retreat. Isn't that crazy? But we are here. We've got our upstate New York campus ministries together. Right? We got our New Jersey campus ministries. Central Jersey, North Jersey. We got Long Island in the house. And we got our New York City campus ministry here. Wow, this is always such a special time every spring for our campus ministries throughout the state of New York and the state of New Jersey to come together. And like I said, this is our first time since 2019. And I, for one, definitely missed it. Yes. And those of you that have been here before, I'm sure you missed it as well. You know, we had to cancel in March 2021 we couldn't do, but 2022 we are here and we're ready for this weekend. Amen? Yes. Now I want you to raise your hand if you joined our New York, New Jersey campus ministry since March 2020. That might be you came in from the teen ministry, you moved here, you were baptized. Raise your hand if you joined campus since 2020 of March. Wow, we got a lot of new people in here. And then I also wanted anybody who was baptized since March 2020, go on and stand up real quick. Anyone who made Jesus stand up. Let's go. Praise God for that. Satan couldn't even stop us with COVID. You know, we've got many new people, and what's exciting is for this weekend to really mark a new chapter for our New York and New Jersey campus ministries. And I believe this is going to be an amazing weekend for all of us. We'll get to be today in Manhattan and then tomorrow in Montclair. And it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, usually our retreats are, you know, Friday night and we stay overnight somewhere, but this year we're doing it a little bit different. And hopefully this puts a little extra money in your pocket to help get you to Orlando for our ICMC this summer. But I know this weekend is going to be a powerful time of worship, a powerful time of prayer, a fun time of fellowship, of good conversations. We're going to have a lot of fun. We got the Ministry Mayhem tonight, bringing it back. We also know this is going to be a great time of inspiration, of digging deep into God's Word and to growing and to making spiritual decisions. And you know, I'll say it now, and you know it, it's going to go by fast. And so you got to decide to really be here, to focus, to make the most of this opportunity, to spend time reflecting on what you're learning, what you're hearing, to make sure you're really getting time to connect with each other, to connect with God, and really leaning in to the weekend, leaning into each lesson, to each conversation, to each thing that is going on. You know, I believe we each need to capture what God has us here for. What does God have us here for this weekend? What does God have you here for? And you know, collectively, the prayer of our leadership is for this weekend to spark a time of revival in our New York and New Jersey campus ministries, as well as in our church at large. Because as the young generation goes, so goes the future of the church. And so that is on our shoulders and in our hands. And so the theme for this weekend is staycation. And with that is this idea of staying in the city, right? We didn't go away for this retreat. We're staying here in the city. But we're also being called by God to stay in the city to build the future of the church. I want you to go over Luke chapter 24 with me here quick. And I want to read a passage here that really should help us to spark revival. You know, Luke chapter 24, this is just after the crucifixion, just after the resurrection. And the disciples through whom Jesus is starting his church were called to stay in the city before they started their time of revival. And their time of revival was the start of the church in Acts chapter 2, which would happen shortly after this. And that really was the greatest spiritual revival of all time. It was the start of the church. It was a revival of loving God with all of their heart. It was a revival of repentance, a revival of salvation, a revival of vision for the whole world to be one for God. And in Luke chapter 24, we see Jesus preparing his disciples for their time of revival. Let's read verse 44 to 53. It says, he said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. And I think that's a good cue for all of us this weekend, that we all come with an open mind, an open heart to what does God want you to hear, want us to hear from his word. Amen?
Yeah.
He told them, "This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day." And those things had just taken place. And then in verse 47, it says, "And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. And in Acts chapter 1, we know that they spent a lot of time praying together. And Jesus' call here was for them to stay in the city to prepare for the revival he was about to bring. Stay in the city to be ready for this revival. And that's what this weekend is for. And we got to look at this and go, well, how did they prepare for revival? So that we can know, well, how do we prepare for the revival? And a couple of things that stood out to me here. One is they had to capture Jesus's vision. Right? He made clear to them, look, repentance and forgiveness of sins is going to be preached to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. That was God's vision. That still is God's vision. And they had to capture that vision. Wow, we have the gospel. We get to teach people how to repent and turn to God, how to receive the forgiveness of sins. And that's not just for us, it's for the whole world. And that was a vision they had to capture. We need to capture Jesus' vision to be prepared for revival. Secondly, they had to follow God's word. They couldn't go do this their way. They had to do it Jesus' way. Right? And he said here, everything must be fulfilled that was written about me in the scriptures. Right? They needed a revival of commitment to the scriptures. And that's what we need as well, is a revival of devotion to God's word, being our standard, being our light, being what we preach and what we teach and what we live by. They needed to follow God's word to prepare for revival. Thirdly, they needed faith in God's plan. He said, "You will be witnesses of these things." Right? They needed to believe that. They needed to believe, no, God is going to do this through us. God is going to do this soon, not through someone else, not through some future generation, but through us today, soon. And we need faith in God's plan as well. That he's not waiting for revival through some other room of people at some future time. He wants revival through this room of people at this time. We need faith in God's plan. Fourth, to be prepared, they needed to go to God in worship and prayer. Right? It said after he blessed them and left, it said they worshiped him. And then in Acts chapter 1, we knew they joined together constantly in prayer. They needed to remember who God was. They needed to remember that Jesus was their Lord and to worship him. They needed to call on his power and to connect with him so that it could be really God working through them, not them working on their own. And so this weekend, we'll prepare through a lot of time of worship and prayer. You know, next it says they went with great joy. And I think that's such an important part of this, is that we really leave here prepared for revival with joy in our hearts. That what we're part of is exciting, it's special. That we have a deep gratitude for what God's done in our life. That we're filled with zeal and enthusiasm and smiles and joy because we have the light of life in our hearts. We have the light of life in our lives. We have salvation. And that we have these relationships. We have heaven waiting for us. That we could leave here prepared for revival with great joy. You know, we also see that they were joined together. These were deep and close relationships, right? God will not bring revival through any one of us by ourselves, but each part doing its work. Through his church as a people, being a family, right? Us being Jesus's kingdom and community. And so the way we prepare for revival is by building relationships, building unity, building teamwork, being devoted together. And that's a big part of what this weekend is for, is joining together like they did. And lastly, they were filled with His Spirit. He said, "Don't you dare start until I send my Spirit." This has got to be Jesus's power. This has got to be the Spirit leading and working through us. Right? They had to really move and keep in step with and work and rely on God's power through His Spirit. And that's what this first lesson this morning is going to be all about, is following and being filled with God's Spirit. It's got to be a Spirit-led revival. Not a people-led revival, but a Spirit-led revival. These are all different pieces of how they prepared for revival. And that's what this weekend is for. This is our time to stay in the city and prepare. And the truth is, you are all needed, every one of us. Right? And we've got to stay in the city also in the sense that we really focus on where God has us right now. Right? I don't know where we're all going to be scattered over the next decades to come. But right now, God has all of us in New York and New Jersey. He has us in this city. And this is where we need to focus right now. We need to rebuild the New York and New Jersey campus ministries. And honestly, what an amazing place to get to build God's kingdom. You know, as many nations came into Jerusalem for Acts 2 to start their revival, and then they went to the world from there, right? The whole world comes to New York and New Jersey. And as we build His kingdom here, we can win the world from this city. Surely, God wants to do something amazing here. And so I want to call you this weekend to decide to fulfill your part, to decide to invest in the revival, to decide to dream along with God and the rest of us for the revival to come, to be part of building the future. You know, there have been many needed times of revival throughout history, and I really believe this is one of them. You know, coming out of COVID, where the world has been at and is at, the hardship that we've all been through, the world is in need of a time of spiritual revival of Jesus's kingdom. Right? We have been through a lot, but we are still here. The gospel is ready as ever, and God is with us, and He is not finished with us yet. Amen? Amen? So let's stay in the city. Let's catch His Spirit and vision of revival this weekend and get ready to see what our awesome God does next. Amen? Amen. I'm going to have David from Syracuse and Nobi from Central come up to lead us in a word of prayer this morning. And then we're going to have Josephus from Downtown Boston Campus Ministry, who Matt is going to come up and introduce a little bit more. He's going to be preaching the first sermon. But let's really give our hearts this weekend and today, becoming ready for the revival that God will bring. Let's go to God in prayer.